Defense Minister George Fernandes deposes before the Venkataswamy Commission probing corruption in defense deals. Defense Minister George Fernandes deposed for the first time today before the Venkataswamy Commission, which is probing alleged corruption in defense deals. In his deposition before the commission, the minister maintained that the results of Pehelka expose was dishonest, which only demoralized the morale of the Indian troops.
He said very categorically that the entire exercise of the tapes was carried out by conmen. He also said that if the motives of Pehelka had been honest, then they would have an honorable, then they would have first approached the defense minister if they had uncovered any corruption. And if they did not believe the defense minister, they should have gone to the prime minister. If they did not believe the prime minister, they should have gone to the president of India. But having gone to the public and created a prejudice of this sort, which is entirely out of thought, this has not only given a handle to our enemy, Pakistan, but it has also demoralized the armed forces.
Whereas the Pehelka council, Siddharth Luthra, told media persons that George Fernandes has confirmed the involvement of Samata Party treasurer R.K. Jain in the deal.
Today was a test for democracy. Pehelka wanted to show that what was stated on the tape was indeed stated by Mr. R.K. Jain and others. That has not been denied. In fact, that has been confirmed by Mr. Fernandes. Pehelka wanted to show that there is an abuse of power. I think we have been able to show that as well. Be it by the president of the Samata Party or by the former treasurer, we have established that today.
The Venkataswamy Commission was set up in the wake of the Pehelka.com expose on the leaky procedures in the purchase of defense hardware. Although Fernandes did not figure in the portal's videotapes, he was issued a notice by the commission as there were several references made of him during the conversations recorded in the tapes. Rashmi Kabra, ANI.